to the People Planet Profit podcast. I'm Hayley Jarrick, CEO of the Supply Chain Sustainability School. The Supply Chain Sustainability School enables socially, environmentally, and economically sustainable supply chains for Australian and New Zealand organisations through open access to educational resources. The school provides free resources, tools, e-learning, and face-to-face training as an industry-wide collaboration led by fellows with a vision for collaborative, accessible education for a sustainable future. For those who don't know me, I wear a few hats and have a few in storage. I have experience in governance, strategic management, marketing, membership, adult learning, advocacy, financial analytics, sales and customer service, in manufacturing, residential and commercial building, heavy construction, professional services, dispute resolution and international trade, for profit and for purpose, big and small, paid and voluntary. I've worked for BlueScope Steel, the Infrastructure Sustainability Council and Resolution Institute. I'm a director of Responsible Steel, the chair of Planet Ark's ACE Hub Procurement Working Group, a volunteer mentor with Beaumont People's Lead Program, and a member of a few working groups with the Property Council of Australia and the Materials and Embodied Carbon Leaders Alliance, or MECLA. I have an unhealthy obsession with tea and paint by numbers. I've been called a few things over the years. Myers-Briggs calls me an ENFP. Other personality type gurus call me a driver. Herman calls me an experimental thinker. Scouts call me Icky, my friends call me Hales, and my two children call me Mum. My New Year's resolution is for 2022 to be girt by sea. Girt, G-I-R-T, is a funny word that most Aussies come across when they learn the words to our national anthem. It means the measure around the middle of something, and I think it's a great acronym for my themes of 2022. G is for grounding. 2020 and 2021 have been stressful for everyone, and many of us had stresses to manage before then as well. Grounding is a way to be present here and now. You can take deep breaths or go all out and meditate, whatever works for you. There is no wrong way to ground yourself. The goal is to reconnect your mind and body, kind of like restarting your device when you're having technical issues. Grounding yourself is an essential first step. Just like the airline safety oxygen mask demonstration, you need to help yourself before you can help others. I is for integration. Special projects is an interesting phrase that most translate into meaning one-off projects that are not now or probably won't ever be part of our business as usual. Sustainability initiatives are usually launched as special projects with special teams that are not integrated into the business and goals that are lumped on top of core KPIs as a nice to have. 2022 needs to be the year we integrate social and environmental goals with economic goals. Sustainability projects can be the solution to your threats and risks and the source of your strengths and opportunities if you manage it a smart way. R is for regeneration. You've probably heard a lot about net zero and near zero targets. The sad reality is that this only amounts to stopping the negative impacts of the future. We also need to heal the injuries of the past, and not only for us now, but for generations in the future. To do this, we need to up our game from mitigation and resilience and take on the challenge to regenerate. T is for training. You cannot be surprised that the CEO of the Supply Chain Sustainability School is advocating for training. What might surprise you is that I'm not pushing training because I am the CEO of the Supply Chain Sustainability School. I am the CEO of the Supply Chain Sustainability School because I believe training is the vehicle for industry transformation. Whilst Australia is girt by sea in the aquatic sense, I hope 2022 is girt by sea's homophone in the visual sense, SEE. This is another great acronym for social, environmental and economic sustainability. And I know that this will be part of our future because it's what we'll be talking about each episode of the People Planet Profit podcast. It's probably one of my more wishful New Year's resolutions, but wouldn't it be nice if 2022 was girt by sea? Thanks for listening to the People Planet Profit podcast. I hope that tongue twister gets easier as each episode goes along and that you can join me for more as I chat with experts in various fields sharing what we know about sustainability and how to improve this world we all call home. Until our next episode, bye.